Blog Talk Radio.
You provide a fire. Under that star was the baby Jesus. playing in the mansion. Now, some people don't know this, but I want you to know, people, God had his people believing in certain signs, and that was one of them, especially wherever the stars were shaped and this type of thing. God had people. Now, I heard somebody say on the other day, which I thought was real stupid, astrologers and all that. People, that's not witchcraft. That's what God been. He's been using his people to say, okay, now, when you see that star, the wise men went, and because they was wise. See, everybody's wise. How much nonsense they got, they ain't wise. So they was wise enough to know, first of all, that was God's doing. This was going to be his sign. They studied enough about the word of God that they knew that this was going to be the sign. That now, I said all that to say this. According to history, the star David or the star Bethlehem hadn't appeared for over 800 years. And it's going to appear in sight of a, say, if you got a telescope or you got a small, you'll be able to see it. And what the Lord with all was that his grace is with the world. He still got his eyes on the world. We still have favor. That's what he showed.
Lord.
See, when he let that star sign, and he, that meant salvation was there.
Hallelujah.
And when they found it, Jesus, they realized that, hey, we know the king been born, and we seen this star, and we come to worship him. That was a blessed day in Bethlehem. Like right now, probably one of the greatest time in history that we'll ever witness. Because it's a time that God is still giving to America. God is still giving to the world. And I just wanted people to see that from a different perspective, that God is still giving. He's still sharing. He's still blessing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And some people think, oh, well, you know, that astronomy stuff. No, people have been practicing witchcraft forever, but that's not witchcraft, brothers and sisters. When people search the scripture and find out that it be true, that's not witchcraft. Just like when Mary, grace was found in Mary, favor was found in Mary.
Yeah.
I wanted to use it. Like today, there's a lot of people wants to use. And he found favor in you. Know what that is that he found in you. And the reason he found it, because he was looking for you.
All right.
Yeah.
Say that.
But he was looking for somebody to do his will here on earth. Why you think he found favor in Noah?
Yeah.
Somebody to go build an ark. A boat.
All right.
But he had to know he could trust you. He had to know you was in the Word of God. That you was paying attention to it. And that's what we're at now. God's a country that's going to pay our attention to him. America is that country. Rather than just paying attention to herself, getting money and houses and land. God's looking for somebody that's going to be spiritual enough to take these people through eternity. Folks, we got a big job on our hand, believe it or not. We got to get these people eternally ready. They're not ready. They're not even ready to receive the things of God. I said something the other day, and we're going to get a review. I said something the other day. The Lord said, say to the people, if I come, would I find grace? And I went, wow, isn't that something to say? Would he find grace in us? And he's looking for us. Remember John 4? He's seeking. He's looking, man. The reason to find something, because you're looking for something. And if you don't find it, looking for it. Just don't find nothing. You found something because you have been looking for it. And I'm asking the question, did God find grace in you? And if he did, what would he find if he opened you up?
Mm-hmm.
God gave me that. And I'll tell you right now what he's going to find. He's going to find grace. You know, we were talking Monday. I started Monday by asking the question. I don't know exactly what Monday you said. I don't have to do on the pastor's number to come back and get on here and say, y'all, you know, I. It was a good thing. I think that was it. Man, I am still proud. I am so proud of Pastor doing that when she came back and she explained to the audience and to the people here on Blog Talk Radio that she had said the wrong scripture. Man, I tell you, that was one of the most humbling things a person can do, is recognize the error that they were. See, that's when you start getting into truth. At least that's when I recognized that I had error. Are y'all hearing me? Okay, there you go. It's starting to be a little bit better now. Okay. That's when you really start getting into the truth. It's when you start recognizing, acknowledging, and say, you know what? And, man, that was an error, or that was wrong. But anyway, long story short, we had started talking about growing in grace is God's will. That's God's will for us to grow in grace. And I want you all to engage if anyone would like to share today. We talked about five things. We said to grow, you need to have the Word of God. We talked about growing. One of the ways you grow is your speech. We talked another way of growing is exercising. And I know Evangelist Sharon, she really commented on that. Bodily exercise, but spiritual exercise is really what it's all about. We need to exercise. Just like our body has to get fit, our spirit has to get fit.
Amen.
And if you don't look at it as, hey, man, I got to exercise to get the muscles, to get toned, well, the same thing with the spirit world. And we had a scripture on that. But anyway, that's what we're going to talk about. Our review is going to be about just things you can do or say or scriptures that can help you to grow. What we need to do to grow. Because that is God's will, that we grow spiritually.
Yeah. Amen.
So let's start with 2 Peter 3:18. And Pastor, thanks for that wonderful prayer too, because I know several people is on the road, and I didn't tell you, but I know several people is on the road, and they can appreciate that. So that you praying for them and asking God to let grace be with them as they travel along this highways. I thank God for you, because I know a couple of people that's traveling, and they appreciate it. Okay, 2 Peter 3:18.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Thank you for that selection. Good afternoon, Pastor Bill. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. And your prayer just reminds me on a daily basis how aligned you are with the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for that travel mercy, because I am traveling. Praise God.
Amen.
Second Peter 3:18, it reads as follows. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. From the Message Bible, grow in grace and understanding of our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to the Master, now and forever. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So you remember what we talked about, what grace was? Those are the things that we have to grow in. Those are the four. And one of them is kindness. I mean, we talked about that, but then we talked about the way you grow, how you grow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See? Remember we talked about growing into knowledge as well? That it be multiplied.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
So, anyone would like to comment? If not, we're going to move on. But we're to grow in grace. And one of the things I like that we said this week, I think it was when you grow in grace, God wants you to grow in this stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't sit still. Anytime you're growing in anything, listen, brothers and sisters, if you're going to grow, you got to do certain things. You got to have certain nutrition. If you want a healthier body, we talked about exercise. Remember, we'll read that. Just for our first, was that 1 Timothy 4, 7, and 8. You got to exercise spiritually if you're going to grow.
And King James reads as follows. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Friend of Message Bible, exercise daily in God. No spiritual flabbiness, please. Workout in the gymnasium are useful, but a disciplined life in God is far more so, making you fit both today and forever. You can count on this. Take it to heart. Amen, amen. Praise God.
We have to get eternally ready. We have to get fit.
Amen.
And you have to grow in areas. And the way you do that is by getting in the Word of God, exercising.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to speak what the Word of God say.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's how you begin to grow spiritually. You don't grow spiritually by saying what you feel all the time. You don't grow spiritually by saying, well, I heard this and say that. Man, that's not the way to grow. If you want to grow spiritually, you got to have the right nutrition, the right diet, which happens to be the pure Word of God. How do I know that? But if you don't have a desire for it now, remember 1 Peter 2 and let's read that. You got to have a desire, man, for the pure Word of God. That's how you begin to grow. That's how you grow, by the Word of God, not a bunch of religious stuff, not a bunch of he said, she said, not a bunch of what I feel, but you grow by having the right nutrition, the right diet.
Right.
And that don't mean you're not going to, because, I mean, you know, you can put anything in your spirit and think you're growing, but you're not growing spiritually. You're growing, but you're not growing spiritually.
All right, all right.
Amen. And that was 1 Peter 2, and what was that, Pastor, please? Can you repeat that?
2. 1 Peter 2 and 2.
Okay. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. From the Message Bible, you've had a taste of God. Now, like infants at the breast, drink deep of God's pure kindness. Then you'll grow up, mature, and whole in God. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's what God wants you to do. If you're going to grow, you got to get into the Word of God, and you got to just, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, the Bible probably about explained about the best way I know how.
Mm.
You got to stay on your mother's breast, which in our case, it's the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, these commentaries are good. Some of these other folks preaching is good. Hey, man, you got to get on your mother's breast and stay on there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Which to be grace, which happens to be the Word of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But he says, but now here's the key. The key to this is to desire. Do you have a desire?
All right. All right.
Why don't you have a desire for the sincere meal? I know you got a desire for other stuff, but how about the Word of God?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I'm here to help you in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I've shared this with you guys several times. The devil do not want you in the Word of God, in the pure Word of God. Now, he don't mind you reading a couple of scriptures, but when you begin to study to show yourself approved unto God, there's the key word, unto God. When you get that attitude and you're like, okay, Lord, you know what? I want to do this unto you. So you help me, Lord. You got me. And, Lord, I'm going to meet you at 3:30 in the morning. And when I open up this word, I want to know it's you. Brother and sister, I'll tell you, man, if you'll get that desire that you want all of God's goodness, all of his knowledge, all of his grace.
Yeah.
You want kind of love. You want his kind of wisdom. You want to tell the Lord, Lord, I want knowledge to be multiplied unto me. Lord, I want temperance in me like I never had it before. Lord, I want patience. I want to grow. See, if you take those desires to God, watch what happens. But you got to get a desire.
Mm-hmm. That's right, that's right.
So whatever caused you to acquire an appetite or a desire for something, try that with the Word of God.
Amen.
I don't know, you know, it's several called people where, you know, sometimes like with shopping, people say, oh, I go and they'll look online and they'll get that desire to want to shop or I don't know. It's just all kinds of things give us desire. But whatever gives you a desire, take those same principles and use them toward the Word of God and say, you know what? When I do this, I get a desire.
Say that. Say that. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I listen to music and I get a desire that I want to write.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever gives you desire, get a desire. I don't know. Sometimes people, you know, they're around certain, say you're single and you want to be married, you're around a bunch of married couples, you get the desire because you're around them. But you get out and around them, it's like out of sight, out of mind. You don't have a desire for them. So it's several things in the desire. So what I'm saying is get a desire for the sincere milk of the Word of God. Now, I could tell you all a lot of things, but I'm not going there. I'd rather you just do it on your own, have your own way of getting your desire to whatever that is. But get a desire for the sincere milk of the Word of God. And also, because the whole idea is to grow. You won't stop growing now. Let me say that, too. You won't stop growing. You're going to continue to grow.
Yes.
Even through eternity. The outward man perish, but the inward man is being renewed day by day. So you're going to continue to be renewed. You're going to continue to be afresh. You're going to continue to be, you know, what God calling you for.
Right. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyone else have any comments on the lesson? Well, let me say this, brother and sister, because, you know, a lot of time I don't really get deep into it, but I want you to know, it ain't for everybody. Strong meat, the Bible said, belongs to them that are full age, grown folks.
Come on. Say that, Pastor.
Yeah, everybody, I'm going to say, it's what I told y'all, it was, I think we had it last week, it was Hebrews 5:14.
In the King James it reads as follows, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen.
Ooh, amen. From the Message Bible. Let's see where we're going to start here. By this time, you ought to be teachers yourselves. Yet here you find you need someone to sit down with you and go over the basics on God again, starting from square one. Baby's milk, when you should have been on solid food long ago. Milk is for beginners, inexperienced in God's ways. Solid food is for the mature, who have some practice in telling right from wrong. Amen.
Amen.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
It is for grown folks.
Yeah.
Strong
meat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Some people still want a bottle. But so let me tell you, where will we grow up in grace? We need the strong meat now. It's time out. We need truth. We need the real truth. See, truth is strong meat. Everybody can't take truth.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say that, Pastor.
It's like everybody don't want God's righteousness. I've just come to realize everybody don't want God's righteousness.
Have mercy.
Some people think some kind of way they're going to make it in in the road they're traveling, and it's not going to happen because God is not like that.
Amen.
Well, there was another scripture that came to mind. It was Colossians 4:6. I caught myself was going to kind of just be laid back today and let you guys just take over, but y'all won't run with this thing, and y'all gonna mess around here and let me run with it. Colossians 4:6.
All right.
Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Amen.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible. The goal is to bring out the best in others in a conversation, not put them down, not cut them out. Amen. Praise God.
We should understand how important it is to let our words be with grace. Let our speech be with grace.
Amen.
We should know how to answer a person. I tell you all the time, that's what I'm working on. How do I answer a person with grace? Now, I know how to answer somebody. Don't get it twisted. But because I'm growing in grace, that's what I want to be able to do. I want to be able to answer them like God wants me to answer them, and not like Lewis.
Right now. Say that.
God, Evangelist Sharon said something the other day. We're all under construction, honey. We're all under construction.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're all under a little construction here. So I'm asking God, Lord, teach me how to, you know, use my words with grace. I mean, I don't envy Pastor, but she's so good at it. She needs to let something rub off.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, I do the glory.
So, anybody really get to know her, they'll know her words have a lot of grace in it, is gracious. Let me think about Jesus' words, how gracious they were. But we got to grow. And one of the things we see is that grow, when you're growing and you know it, the most important thing, here it comes, there's going to be a change. When you're growing, there's going to be a change. If you don't see no change, you don't see no growth.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
No change, growth.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God.
So anybody else want to talk about some of the changes that you do when you know you're changed?
Yes, Pastor. Feeding your spirit is just like working your muscles at the gym with the word of God. And just like in the beginning when you start out in the gym, you maybe lift 3 pounds. And after a certain length of time, you get more strength, and you go on to the next level and you start lifting 5 pounds. Well, the same way with the word of God. Once you start getting in the word of God, then you will see a change and you will desire the word of God more because it will be more plainer for you to see. And then you can understand things on a deeper level. Even the same scriptures will have a different meaning to you as you reread them time and time again because you're reading them from a different perspective or a different strength in which God gives us. So you just have to take the time and have your priorities in order and know that the same way, I'll use for instance, the same way you get breakfast in the morning and you stop to get gas and you feed your physical, and so you have to stop and feed your car gas when it's running low. You got to put more gas in it. Our gas is God. Our strength is from the word of God. So we have to stop and take time out to strengthen our spiritual level by getting in the word of God. And in that way, it becomes a practice. We come naturally, just like breathing. We don't think about, oh, I don't see any oxygen, so I'm not going to breathe. No, we just, as a matter of fact, we just do it. And that's the way we have to be in the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And also, I'm going to piggyback on Evangelist Sharon. She had brought a scripture out, I think it was, might have been Friday, Colossians 2:2, when we talk about growing in love. So when we have this relationship with grace, we are to grow in love. And if you don't see yourself growing in love, then we need to go back and once again get in the scriptures and meditate on the scriptures, so that we are able to grow in love. So that was one of the scriptures, Colossians 2:2.
Okay. In the King James it reads, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, amen, amen. And then from the Message Bible, I want you woven into a tapestry of love, in touch with everything there is to know of God. Then you will have minds confident and at rest, focused on Christ, God's great mystery. Also, it says all the richest treasure of wisdom and knowledge are embedded in that mystery and nowhere else. Amen. So this is a mystery, but the more that we study the word, the more we meditate on that word, the more that we're in the word, then we are able to grow in love along with the kindness, because I think Pastor said earlier about grace meaning also kindness. And so I just wanted to bring that out. He also spoke on learn to listen, learn to speak in love. James says, 1:19, we are to grow in grace. Proverbs 21:16 said, giving in love. So we are to give in love. At 1 John 3:11, and also verse 14, love your brothers and sisters so you can grow in love. So all this is a part of grace. So you can't have one without the other. It's just like baking a cake. You got to have all the ingredients. Not that I bake cakes from scratch, y'all, but but just like baking a cake from scratch, you got to have everything that you need in order for that cake to come out correct. And it's the same way having this relationship with grace. We got to have all of God's word, and we got to continue to stay in his word in order for us to have a relationship with grace and to grow in his love. All right, back to you, Pastor. I could have went on with that cake, but see, I don't bake cakes from scratch, y'all, but I know you got to have everything in order for it to turn out right. Praise God.
Yeah, yeah. You do, Pastor. You got to have it all. So bacon pie. Butter. You got to have it all. You got to have it all. But, you know, we were talking Tuesday. I want to say it was Tuesday. We gave y'all a list of things to grow in love, and we were talking about it. And one of them was about listening. You know, I remember that in Proverbs 18. If you're going to grow in love, you got to learn to listen to other people without interrupting them.
Yes, that's right.
If you're going to grow now, because if you listen, they're going to tell you where they're coming from. They're going to tell you what's in them. Just listen.
Right.
A lot of times, if you're going to grow in love, they'll give you an opportunity to listen. You ain't got to, they'll tell you where they're at. They'll tell you if they're down with your plan or not. Just listen.
Yeah.
You do that. We talked about James 1:19. We talked about speaking without accusing somebody. That goes back to what Pastor's able to do. One of her strong points. She know how to just listen and then speak without really accusing someone or without the negative tone to it. In other words, you're gonna grow in love. You got to grow without. I think we said something about growing by praying without ceasing. That's what it was. You're going to grow in love, and you got to learn to grow in love without arguing. That's what it was.
Amen.
That was the other thing.
Amen.
You got to grow without arguing. You got to learn sometimes to have a conversation with a person when they want to argue. Now, you're talking about being strategic. You're talking about being smart. When you can learn to have a conversation with somebody that wants to be argumentative and you're not going to argue with them, but you're going to make sure that they know that you're doing it in love and you're going to answer them.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You're going to be in love.
In love.
You're not going to pretend either. You're going to share and you're not going to pretend. Remember we talked about Ephesians 4:15?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to pretend. When you really love, you don't complain.
That's right. Say that, Pastor.
And then you have forgiveness in your heart. That's another thing about love. A lot of times, I don't even like to discuss love because it's so damaging to our mindset.
Mm-hmm.
See, we've been trained to think that we don't have to forgive a person but for one time.
Have mercy.
And that's the I ever been told. Jesus says seven times seven.
Yes.
Well, Lord, I just forgave her for that. Lord said seven times 70. Do your multiplications here.
Amen.
You ain't did nothing.
Woo, thank you, Pastor.
All right, now.
Lord, I forgave her last week for that. God said seven times seven.
Yeah,
people, I'm going to tell you, that's what you start talking about. Love and doing it the way God wants us to and grow in grace. See, we're just midgets. We're babes in grace.
Yes.
So we got a lot of growing to do.
Yes,
we got a lot of growing to do.
That's fine.
And I'm practicing mine because I refuse to argue. Somebody wants to argue with me. I know I'm not arguing about it. Praise God. Thank the Lord. And I don't know how I wiggle out of that thing, but God put his grace in my life that day so I could just wiggle out without arguing. Because, see, the moment I said something, the moment I preached something, God turned around and made me live it.
All right. Mm-hmm.
You know, life is like a book. Some chapters are sad. Some are happy. Some are exciting. But if you never turn the page, you'll never know what the next chapter has in store for you. So sometimes you have to do that. You have to say, okay, Lord, I'm going there.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
Be surprised. Especially when it comes to that love walk.
Mm. Help us, Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm.
You know, family
yeah.
isn't always blood, Evangelist Sharon. Family isn't always blood. It's the way in your life who wants you in there. I like to tell people, you know, the ones that come in and accept you for who you are and ain't trying to change you, the ones who would do anything to see you smile. You have to be careful, man, who you really calling family.
Come on now, say that. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
So, ooh. I'm saying if you have to love even those that we think is not gone. I always tell people, do like God does. Man, I tell you, if you learn anything, learn something from God. God learned to love the hell out of folks. And that's in the Bible.
Yeah.
I read that in John 3:16. God so loved the world. Well, just think about how the world is and the world was.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of hell. But God so loved the world, he gave. See, when you start getting to the point that you can love those that you know hate you and you begin to give to those that despitefully use you. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So burn them up. Burn them up. Set them on fire.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
Now, everybody ain't ready to take that challenge. Or everybody ain't ready to take that dip. Because the Lord had me to do that. Yeah, I wish I could just preach and teach this stuff, but God turned right around and had me to live it.
Making on the tombstone side.
All right, now.
God tell me to love the hell out of somebody, he going to send me somebody full of hate.
Just jealous.
Full of it.
Yes, he will.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. The other day I was saying, Lord, you know what? I'm going to practice exercising the word of God, being an overcomer.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, okay. Oh, you do? You want to be an overcomer? Let me give you some stuff to overcome.
Mm-hmm. All right, now.
I'm
serious. You'll do it. Yeah.
See, it'd be different if I could just preach this stuff and get away with it. Some folks can preach it and get... I can't. I have to live it, man. I have to live it.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself living this stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes, so there are times that I'm real careful. I was sharing this with somebody the other day about walking in the light. As he is in the light.
All right.
God is promised to cleanse us. Now, I don't know why this person took this the wrong way. I don't know why I said, well, if you want to be cleansed, walk in the light as he's in the light. Because if you're walking in the light as he's in the light, he'll cleanse you of all your sins. Oh, I got you trying to ask. I said, well, that's what you wanted to do. You wanted to know how to do that. So I'm telling you how to do it. Walk in the light as he's in the light. See, sometimes people ain't ready for the truth. I mean, so God will have me saying things to And I'm serious, brother and sister. But we're supposed to be faithful, you know, not just in words, but in deeds also.
Yeah.
I try to encourage people, because that's another thing the Lord had me doing. He said, okay, now, whatever you want, start sowing that, and you can reap what you sow. See, yeah, y'all didn't hear that yet, but I'm going to say it one more time for the benefit of somebody that might need to hear this. Whatever you want, start sowing it.
Amen. Amen, amen.
Whatever you want now, start sowing it. And watch you reap that. See, a lot of times people see that in the negative sense, but it works in the positive too. You want more love in your life? Start sowing more love. You want more kindness in your life? Start sowing more kindness.
That's right.
You want people to respect you more? Start respecting people more. Oh, you know, excuse me, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. See,
yes,
start sowing,
yes.
And you're going to reap what you sow.
That's right. That's the word. Amen. Amen.
And you wonder why you've been catching hell?
Well.
You wonder why folks are always frowning up at you? You wonder why people got to raise a tongue with you? Stop and think about what you've been sowing. And then reverse it. And say, you know what? I'm operating God's now.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Lord teaches me how to, he says, you want meekness? Start sowing meekness. I began to sow meekness, man. Lord teaches me how to be meek. Now, for those that don't know, all I'm really talking about is Christian growth. Christian experience.
You hear that? I don't know what it was.
Christian experiences here. Nah. We may have to talk about that, Pastor. Because your Christian experience is not sitting on some pew.
What is that noise? Say that. Say that now. Mm-hmm.
Your Christian experience is not singing in somebody's choir. Because do you want to join the church? How you coming? I'm coming with my Christian experience. What Christian experience? What you been doing?
All right.
I worked on a deacon board.
So Christian experience
be based on Christian values.
All right.
Like we're talking about grace. How much grace have you displayed?
Thank you. All right.
How much cheerfulness have you displayed in the body of Christ? How much unity have you tried to bring among the body of Christ? This ought to be your Christian experience. This ought to be Christian experience.
That's right, Pastor.
Anyone else? You got anything else you want to share from this week about the grace of God?
Yes, I just wanted to read Ephesians 4:14 from the Message Bible. It said, God wants us to grow up to know the whole truth and tell it in love. Like Christ in everything, we take our lead from Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, praise God. We take our deed from Him.
He's
teaching in love, and we want to receive it in love. Amen. That was Ephesians 4:14. I'm sorry, Evangelist Sharon.
That's fine. Okay. Ephesians 4:14. And the King James, it reads as follows. That we henceforth be no more children, lost to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive. Amen.
Mm. Amen, amen.
Hutter, you ought to read the rest of that. Talks about speaking in truth or something like that. In love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can read 15 down through 16.
Okay. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by the which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Amen.
Mm. Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth and tell it in love. Like Christ in everything, we take our lead from Christ, who is the source of everything we do. He keeps us in step with each other. His very breath and blood flows through us, nourishing us so that we will grow up healthy in God, robust in love. Amen, amen.
Amen, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Let's say we take our lead from Christ. That's where it comes from. Mm-hmm. Amen.
The only way to grow up is to begin to speak the truth in love. He said, if you'll speak the truth in love, you will grow up into all the things. Which is Christ, talking about the head. He said, you began to grow up in this stuff if you began to speak the truth. That's where it starts, it with truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes it does. Yes it does.
And if you don't want to speak truth, you're going to be a retard.
Have mercy, Lord.
And I read truth somewhere. But let's speak truth in love.
Yeah.
And, I'm going to thank each and every one of you guys for your input.
Good Lord.
For the word. Unless somebody else got something to say now, because I'm here for you.
Good afternoon.
Oh, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Mm-hmm. Good morning, everyone. God bless. I just wanted to share something that I learned at a Bible study, and she was like, we should make a sandwich every day. One piece of bread for me, I mean, it's your own personal sandwich, so you put that sandwich together. And my sandwich is Psalms 23rd, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
All right.
On one side of the bread, the other slice of bread, it's my favorite, Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. And inside that bread, oh my, by his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. God is good all the time.
Yeah.
Take a bite out of that sandwich every day. Two, three times a day. Because it's good.
Praise God.
Just wanted to share that.
I like that sandwich. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, I'm going to give you my sandwich tomorrow.
Amen.
I'm going to have a hero sandwich. I'm going to have a Subway. mine may be one of them hoagies. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Anybody else? Anybody else got another sandwich they want to share with us? She shared her sandwich with us, and I'm gonna bite a piece of that. Anybody else?
Yeah.
going to see you all tomorrow for the word at noon.